it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Two men are in custody after taking Pennsylvania State Police on a brief chase on I-95 in Delaware County over the weekend. As KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, a pair of troopers were injured.
Authorities say early Saturday around 1:30 in the morning, state police tried to pull over a red Subaru in Tinicum Township southbound on I-95. At first, they say the driver stopped, but once troopers got out of the car, they say he took off. Other officers laid down spike strips a few miles away, which they say worked, but the driver kept going for another half a mile before crashing into a state police car. That's when troopers took the men into custody, and the two injured officers were taken to the hospital, treated, and released. Officials say the driver was Claren Thomas, and the passenger was Myron Bell, and that they found two guns inside the Subaru. One, they say, had a switch attached, making it automatic. Thomas now faces more than 36 charges, including aggravated assault, fleeing from police, and firearm offenses. His passenger, Bell, faces conspiracy and firearm offenses. Both remain behind bars, not yet able to post bail. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.